How many times have your kids asked you questions about the Bible and you went, let me get back to you on that? Well, here's a new resource. Sandy Silverthorne is an author and an illustrator. He's an author of such books as Best Worst Dad Jokes and Kids Big Questions for God. And his latest one is Kids Big Questions About Heaven, the Bible, and Other Really Important Stuff. Sandy Silverthorne, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. It's nice to be with you.
Now, there's 101 things that you want to know in here. How did you begin to get this list together?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as you mentioned, about a year ago, I had a book come out that was was called Kids Big Questions for God. And we came up with 101. And right shortly after it came out, or maybe even before it came out, Baker Revell, who's the publisher, said, "Hey, we have an idea for a book. Would you be interested?" And of course, obviously, as an author, and especially I love working with Revell, "Would you like to do another one, a kind of a follow-up?" I said, "Oh, I'd love to." She said, "It's called It's Big Questions About Heaven, the Bible, and Other Really Important Stuff." And I was real excited, and we got going. And then all of a sudden, the reality hit me. How am I going to come up with 100 questions about heaven? So we kind of expanded it a little bit, and that's when we put in some of the questions about the well-known Bible heroes, just kids, and maybe even adults might ask, like, why is it important for us to worship God? And what are some things that make God happy? One of them, as a spoiler, is to be thankful, by the way. And so we kind of expanded it. But even with the expansion, it took me almost the entire time before the deadline to finally, I think the last few weeks or maybe the last month, I finally got to 101. And it was like a day of celebration. But as you get into it, as you hang around kids, you realize you start getting some really great questions, and they give me a lot of good ideas.
Well, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but there are 101 of them, so I think we could cover a couple, right?
Yeah.
Like some of the ones that I've been looking at, here's one. Are the stories in the Bible for real, or are they made up? I mean, that's a good question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That is a great question. Years ago, I was working on another book, and it occurred to me that kids are hearing, you know, for bedtime, they'll hear Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, and then the next night they might hear about David and Goliath. And without even knowing it, suddenly, if we're not being real specific about it, we might get the impression that all of these are kind of made up. Aren't they great stories? They teach us a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I go into it the fact that we have several reasons to believe what's in the Bible. And this was one of the ones that really impressed me, and it was fun for me, was to realize how much archaeology, every year there are discoveries that back up the characters and the places and sometimes even specific battles that are mentioned in the Bible, and we haven't seen any evidence anywhere else. And suddenly here in 2020 or 2024, they dig up a small site and find a weapon or coins or something referring to King David that they never had found before. I love it. I just feel like God's up there smiling because we're slowly uncovering things that show that these are factual. So whenever I'm anywhere with kids or speaking or even working on books, I try to make sure that they realize that these are really fantastic stories. The Red Sea opening up, as I mentioned, David and Goliath, the rain, Elijah and the rain and the fire. These are fantastic, dramatic stories. But they're true because we serve a God of miracles. And if he can open up the Red Sea, then he can certainly take care of the problems we're having at home or at school or for adults, even at work or in relationships.
So pick up the book and such questions as, will there be cell phones in heaven? I love that one. My friend told me we'll have mansions in heaven. Is that true? So it's 101 things you want to know, big questions about heaven, the Bible, and really other really important stuff. And we've been speaking with the author and illustrator, Sandy Silverthorne. Thanks so much, Sandy.
Thank you. God bless you guys.